Good morning, you're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a close relationship and fellowship with God, and it is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today we'll be looking at The Intentional Parent, Part 3. The Intentional Parent, Part 3. And our memory shall be taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 17. I read, "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." Our reading shall be taken from the book of Psalm 34, 1 to 3. Psalm 34, 1 to 3, I read, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Judges, chapter 11 to chapter 13. And our hymn 18, "Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation." So today's devotional, The Intentional Parent, Part 3. Over the past 2 days, I have discussed how important it is for parents to train their children in God's way and some of the things they must consciously do to achieve this. A poorly trained child often grows up to become a nuisance to society. However, when children are brought up in a godly manner, they grow up to become adults whom their parents can be proud of and good models for other people to emulate. As I round off this series today, I would like to mention again that parents should teach their children God's word, ways, and principles at all times. It is not enough to teach and guide them occasionally. Parents must train their children at all times. For example, parents must teach their children when they are in the house, away from home, and when they sit, stand, or lie down. Deuteronomy 6, 5 to 9. I will discuss one other thing that parents must do at all times as part of their lifestyle, and this is showing gratitude. In today's Bible reading, David said that he would bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be on his lips. This is one of the things that parents must do nonstop. They should continually praise the Lord. Some Christian homes are filled with grumbling, complaining, and all manner of negative talk. Raising children in such an atmosphere will condition them to have a negative mindset when they grow up to become adults. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says that we should always give thanks to God in everything, regardless of whatever situation we find ourselves in. Parents should let gratitude flow from their lips continually so that their children can pick up that trait from them. Many of the problems in society today stem from the fact that there are too many ungrateful adults who have grown up with a sense of entitlement. In Genesis 22, 1 to 18, when Abraham was taking Isaac up Mount Moriah to offer him as a sacrifice to God, Isaac asked his father where the lamb for sacrifice was. This shows that Isaac knew that no one should go to worship God empty-handed. He had learned the art of worship and thanksgiving from his father, and must have seen his father practice it many times. Giving thanks always is a very important thing that every parent must do to train up their children in the way of the Lord. Parents who are not grateful and thankful should not expect their children to be. Key point: ungrateful parents usually raise ungrateful children. Take it again. Ungrateful parents usually raise ungrateful children. The Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining today's episode of the Open Heavens on the Go. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. Do have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.